Republican-led committee the final approval on any measures proposed by the bipartisan committee to regulate Dropboxes. Along with beginning the formal rulemaking process, a number of lawsuits to rule Dropboxes unconstitutional have been filed by Republican allies outside of the legislature, including Republican gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish and the conservative legal group Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Forecast of mostly sunny skies with slight cloud coverage throughout the day, with winds up to 20 miles an hour and a high today of 31 degrees. Slight overcast expected this evening with steady winds and an overnight low of 25 degrees. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some breaking news, it broke last night. The Georgia prosecutor, the state district attorney, is considering charging Trump with a felony for extorting Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, after the election in November of 2020. The Fulton County DA, that's Atlanta, Fannie Willis, is about to convene a grand jury. And the breaking news is that Trump's lawyers have met with her in private. That's very significant. I've railed a number of times as to why Merrick Garland is not prosecuting Trump for a lot of things, including the insurrection, but also the extortion in Atlanta. Let me just lay out the elements of the crime in ducks and bunnies for everybody. You're a candidate, you lose an election, and you call the Secretary of State, the guy overseeing the counting of the ballots, and he did everything he could to count and recount, desperately hoping the Republicans won. And in fact, they lost the presidency and they lost two Senate seats. And the fact is that Biden won by 14,000 votes, roughly. 14,000 votes. And so what he did was he had a recount by hand. Very unusual. All over the state, folks are pulling these things out, recounting by hand. It didn't change anything. It was a fair election. You lose the Super Bowl by a field goal or a point or two touchdowns, you don't get to talk about it forever. You don't get to talk about it forever. You lost. Deal with it. Try to win next time. Trump called him up and said, I need 11,780 votes. That would mean that I win by one, and then the Georgia legislature will pick my electors. You got to come up with them. I don't care how you come up with them. It could be go back and look at it and get rid of the votes in Democratic areas or just manufacture votes in the Republican areas. That is a felony. It's called extortion because he also said, remember, if you don't, there can be criminal consequences. Now, if a homeless person in the central city of Milwaukee said to a prosecutor, if you don't get rid of this, there'll be consequences, he'd also be charged with extortion, but there the threat would be physical. Here, the threat from the President of the United States, who controls the Justice Department and the Attorney General, is you do what I say or we will criminally charge you. That entails possibly going to jail, destroying your life, destroying your family. That threat, if you don't do something criminal, is extortion. It's a felony in every state. It's a felony. Now, what does it mean that Trump's lawyers met with people on Fannie Willis's staff, the prosecutor's staff? What normally happens in what I would call white-collar cases, these are cases involving securities fraud, tax fraud, extortion, that kind of thing. They will sometimes, the prosecutors, they do not have to do it. They could simply indict him and send the sheriffs, the gendarmes, slap the bracelets on him and carry him out. One on each wrist, one on each ankle, carry him to the paddy wagon. But they're not likely to do that with a former president. So they contact him and they say, if you want to talk about it, we believe you're a person of your target. And we believe that we're going to be putting this to a grand jury. And we believe that if you want to discuss a resolution, come on in. If this is all baloney, if nobody believes anything there, they'll just flip him off. They did not do that this time. He sent lawyers. He's hired criminal lawyers to go and meet with the prosecutor to try to make the argument that what Trump did wasn't criminal. In my judgment, they're not going to get to first base on that one. What he did was criminal. What they're likely going to say is that because he was president, he's immune. He can't commit a crime. That is a doctrine that goes back to the King of England. The king was above the law. The king could not commit a crime. Because the idea was that if the king was put in jail, that was an affront to the nation. And he just flat out wasn't. He could kill whoever he wanted. And many of them did. I mean, these people who were kings, people got murdered along the way. But in any event, when George Washington came along, Thomas Jefferson, Hamilton, Madison, the rest of them, magnificent, our founding fathers, they didn't like that. They didn't want a king. They offered to make George Washington the king. If he had said, I want to be King George the First, because his name was George, the United States, they would have done it. He said, no, we're going to have a republic with a democratic system. That's why you have Republican and Democratic parties. A republic is simply one that does not have a king or an aristocracy. You elect legislatures, and you can throw them out, and you elect presidents, and you can throw them out. In Europe, what they do is they elect members of parliament, then the parliament decides who, what leader in their party becomes the prime minister, because in England, they still have a king. They still have a king and a queen. In this case, a queen, pretty soon it'll be a king. So we don't want that. We don't want that here. So they're not going to get to first base on that. But what they may say is there is a doctrine that when somebody's the president, he can't be prosecuted for a crime. That is not the law. That is not in the Constitution. That is a memo in the Justice Department where their lawyers said that you shouldn't go after a sitting president. There's no legal basis for it, but the memo is there. But the point is that Trump lost the election in November of 2020, and on January 20 at noon, he became no longer the president. There's nothing even in that memo that says you can't prosecute a president for crimes he committed while he was president after he leaves the office. So I don't think that's going to get anywhere either. Fannie Willis just announced last night later that she is going to come to a decision very shortly. I suspect what she's going to do is convene a grand jury. And if and when they issue an indictment or recommend it, she will indict Trump. And he will be required to come in. It's about time. It's about time. He's been out of the presidency now for almost a year, and everybody wasted a lot of time. That conversation with Raffensperger was taped. There's absolutely no doubt what was said. This is not a question about a lot more factual development. It's a question of what a jury thinks of that, and it is called extortion. We're going to the lines. Joe, my friend, Joe of Let's see, where are you from, Joe? I think I know where you're from, Joe. Ozaukee County. Joe, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was listening to the show. We were talking about, you know, about lies. And I think in Wisconsin politics, the Republicans are running on a lot of lies that voters believe all across the spectrum of healthcare policy, economic development, and so on. And I was thinking it's sort of a overarching theme for the Democrats is to say, hey, here's how these lies are hurting you. They're hurting everybody except for the top elite that benefit from the manufacturer's tax credit and things like that. So I just was kind of testing that out, get your reaction to just that, you know, don't fall for the lies or fall. I don't know what the word should be, lies, falsehoods, myths, and just apply that across the maybe four or five topics. Because people, my friends out here, vote thinking the Republicans are good for economic development. They think they're good for democracy, etc.
Yeah, that's a very profound point. I want to pick up on what Joe said, and I want to comment on it. And then the lines are alive, and in a little bit we're going to a break. So if I don't get to the other people, do not hang up. I'll get right to you after the break. But what Joe said is very important, and here's what it is. Underneath all of the insults, name-calling, and the low-hanging fruit of social issues and all that, there's a very, very core reality that what the Republicans are doing is not telling the truth about impact of policies, and they're not the Republican Party of long ago. I remember the Republican Party, at least historically, from the Eisenhower years, you know, Reagan years, from Lee Dreyfus, Tommy Thompson, Warren Knowles. These were all people who were in the mainstream of America, and they were very, very important people. What's going on now is people are just using the name Republican, but they're putting things in that do not help people and lie. You know, the manufacturer's tax credit is a good example. Somebody owns a manufacturing business, they just don't pay taxes, unaffiliated with whether or not they created jobs. The question is, do you use the word lie, which trial lawyers will say juries don't like, and the electorate is a big jury, or do you do it a little differently? But Joe hit the nail on the head. The real issue here is the underlying falsehood of a lot of economic doctrines. We're going to a break. Everybody else, do not hang up. I'll respond to Joe a little more when we come back after the break and go to the lines right away. 844-967-2789.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.